Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I got a big, exciting guest today, someone who's going to make things a whole lot better for America and Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining me, Doug Mastriano.
Thanks for having me on. It's going to be fantastic. The goal is going to be the best show ever.
Well, you are so great, and you're making big waves out there, not just for Pennsylvania, but for the country. We need a lot of hope, and we certainly need leaders, and you're coming out of the gate to be one of the best hopes we have. So a little bit about your background, because you're also a vet, and you've served our country basically your whole life. So if you could tell my audience a little bit about why you decided to throw your ring into the swamp.
yeah, no kidding. And it is a swamp, and it is ugly, and it's as bad as we all heard. And so I was in the Army for 30 years, active duty, every year, every day, ready to be on standby, to be sent around the world to face angry, heavily armed men determined to ruin our way of life and attack our people. And as I was retiring after 30-some years of service, my heart was broken that I was handing the country off worse off than how I got it from my dad. My dad was a Navy man for 22 years. Wow. And had the sweet job lined up to retire, just right off in the sunset, but couldn't do it. And so stepped into this ugly world. And I'm here to win it, to take back our country and to restore freedom. That is not just little cute phrases that these politicians throw around here. People like Flynn and others have put their gluteus maximus on the line for our country here. And this is no game for us. And that's the thing that the swamp on our side and the other side doesn't get. They don't see how serious we are in the fact that we're going to win and we're going to honor our promises and pledges. We see how good Ron DeSantis is doing. My goal as the next governor of Pennsylvania is I'm going to make Pennsylvania the Florida of the North. Mark my words.
Well, great, because I grew up outside of Philadelphia myself. And I remember even being a little kid, you know, my Italian grandma and everyone just saying that the politics were a nightmare back then. So yeah. Pennsylvania has a long history of needing reform, and you're the one to do it. Also, I still have family that lives in Philadelphia, and what's going on in Philadelphia is just unacceptable. And I know that's your priority too. Law and order is the name of the game, and I'm looking forward to what your plans are in restoring law and order and truth and justice to the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so I see I got a shadow on my face, so don't mind the glare, okay? You know, crime and punishment is a big deal, and people are, especially in Philly, are walking in fear and living in fear. I mean, there's been 946 carjacking or attempts this year already. Are you kidding me? I mean, you're taking your life in your own hands when you leave your house.
Yeah.
They're pushing 600 murders. They're on track to have a record-setting 600 homicides this year in Philadelphia. Crime has gone up 37%. Fentanyl is a plague. We're the fourth highest in the nation. I mean, it's a tragedy. And to make matters worse, my opponent, the attorney general, he's been the senior law enforcement official of our state for 6 years. And you'll notice that neither he can run on his record nor the media will mention his record because he's a complete, utter failure and disaster. We need to fire the bum because Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, are you safer? He's been the guy. You know, suddenly he's coming out making promises. Where the heck has he been the past 6 years when he could have done something? He does not care about the people of Pennsylvania. He cares about his little political ambitions. He's so blinded by that. So we need to make sure that we don't promote this guy. And in fact, we need to throw the bum out. My plan for Pennsylvania, on day one, we're no longer a sanctuary state. That's part of the problem. There's no mechanism in place for our state police or other law enforcement to deal with illegals. If you're here illegally, what are you doing here? Have you been vetted? You know, are you part of a gang? Are you a fentanyl, mule? We don't know. Are you bringing up young women for sex trafficking in our state? Sex trafficking is also a plague, and Josh Shapiro doesn't care. And you hear these stories that they're horrific. I know. So on day one, no longer sanctuary state. So if and when Biden's ghost flights, and he needs to be sued for that, just like they're suing DeSantis, right? Those ghost flights come up from El Paso, Texas, and they land in my airports in Pennsylvania, and they pile on the buses, these illegals. My Pennsylvania state police will meet those buses at the gate and escort them down to Joe Biden's beach house in Delaware, and Joe Biden can have them. Joe, here you go.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's so sad to me because I love Philly, and it was real bad, and then they cleaned it up for a little while. Then this guy comes in, and I can't even believe the arrogance to run for governor after you have turned Pennsylvania in general into a crime haven. What I also noticed too, I've been all over the country doing tours and talking to people. Pennsylvania is such a beautiful state, but when you're driving, and especially up, you know, in northern Pennsylvania, and there's so many beautiful farms that seem to be abandoned or struggling, and then you see like full towns are like have been abandoned, and you're thinking, how did this happen to Pennsylvania? I mean, there's so much there, so many natural resources, so much manufacturing that could be thriving. What's your plan for bringing that back? Because the architecture's there, the bones are there, but they're just abandoned.
It's really not that hard. On day one, we're going to unleash our energy sector. So let me tell you what I'm going to do. So we're number three energy producer in the nation right now. We should be number one.
Right.
And God has blessed us with coal and natural gas and this amazing oil. It's the highest grade oil, I think, anywhere around. And so, okay, I don't want to be too complicated here. Governor Wolf signed us up for this carbon tax called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's a 12-state compact in mostly Northeast Mid-Atlantic. He signed us up. And our energy prices went up by 40% on the 1st of June as a result of that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So on day one, 17 January, after I'm sworn in as governor, executive order, we're going to be out of this greenhouse carbon tax, Reggie.
Yeah.
Day one, we're rolling back about 8 years of regulations on the energy sector. We're going to drill and dig like we've never done before.
Great.
We're also going to open up state lands for development. And this will bring in. Oops. Okay, what's the so what now for the people of Pennsylvania? Now bringing billions, maybe trillions, if we do it right, of dollars into our state. Energy sector will produce several hundred thousand very high-paying jobs. We're talking about pushing about 100 grand for some of these jobs here. I mean, that's fantastic when our median wage is around 50 or 60 grand. It'll open up hundreds of thousands of support jobs around the state, and it'll drive down energy prices. Everyone benefits, so cheaper to live here. Money coming into state, high-paying jobs, place to raise your family, and that's just stage one. So you're going to see a turnaround instantly on 17 January. When I get us out of Reggie, you're going to see your energy prices drop in a dead of winter. Instead of being frozen out like Shapiro is going to do, and what's happening in Germany now,
right?
Pennsylvania is going to prosper. We can potentially now lead the nation out of a recession because of the resources God has blessed us with.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because it looks like you said before, in D.C., I no longer feel like there is a right or left or a Republican or Democrat. There's a uniparty of people that on both sides do not want anyone new, do not want the status quo to change. They don't seem to care that our country is like there's like 10 guys in D.C. that still seem like they're working for we the people.
Yeah.
And there's 2 million federal employees, which was never supposed to be this big government. Now, I think that in Pennsylvania also, they took a lot of these PPP loans, a lot of the stuff, the thing you're talking about, the greenhouse gas. These are all globalist measures. They're not for we the people. And one thing that is coming around that I hope you're going to also address is this ESG score nonsense with judging businesses. And now, you know, they're getting down to also people. And because I saw that the credit unions that judge us are now going ESG. This is such a fraud to me. And I don't think I think it's up to the governors to say, no, you know, BlackRock or whoever, we're not going to live by some kind of standards that you decided for our people. We're a sovereign state. We're going to decide who does business here.
Hey, let me lay it out. Whoever wins the race for governor of Pennsylvania, that's more important than any Senate seat or any other governor race in the state, because Pennsylvania is the fifth largest state in the nation, and we have all this raw potential underneath our feet. And if we get a losing Democrat governor like Shapiro, who's a complete disaster, I mean, he's an extremist. He thinks he can't even define what a woman is. I mean, the guy is lunatic to his left. Leading party.
Crazy.
He thinks it's cool to have boys in the girls' bathroom, which sickens me. He thinks it's great to have men dominating female sports. He actually cheered when the governor vetoed our legislation out of the Senate. I mean, the guy's a wackadoodle.
Yeah.
On our side here, Pennsylvania, we prosper, we boom economically, and these ridiculous firms in the globalist organizations will not call the shots. It's going to be a free market system here. You come, you're going to have opportunity. You decide how you're going to live your life and, you know, and go out there and to go after life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right. Yeah, you know, because it appears to me it's up to the states. If we could get you and Kerry and, you know, DeSantis, if we have enough states with really strong leaders that are anti-big, gigantic government, anti this whole Marxist communist thing, that we can dominate everything, because these you guys can do it in a way that you can open the books of your state, which I'm sure hasn't been done in quite a while, and look at where the waste is, figure out, you know, how to make Pennsylvania function without their money from D.C. Because it appears that this is how it works. These D.C. swamp creatures with other lobbyists and billionaire friends, they go into the states and they start making deals. Like you're the guy that you're replacing, you know, he's like all the smart city and all this stuff. That's all about money and contracts that don't benefit the people. So what is your plan financially for the state other than building jobs and stuff? Do you have a plan to go in and cut waste? Because I believe that there's a lot in your state.
Oh, yeah. Pennsylvania is one of the most heavily regulated states in the nation. And we're a commonwealth. I'm using state interchangeably. And so right. We have 153,000 regulations controlling life. You think it sucks if you're a business owner. Everyone's paying that, by the way, not just business owners, but everybody's paying that for those regulations. Each regulation comes with a price. And so first 100 days, we're going to slice and dice. We're going to go from 153,000 regulations to underneath 100,000. So we're cutting it by a third.
Good.
I'm going to, obviously, politics is the art of the possible, as Benjamin Franklin said in 1776. And what we're going to do is I have great friends in the House and Senate, where obviously I currently work as a senator, and I'll be signing into law as I'm slicing and dicing regulations and reining in the bureaucrats. I'll sign into law that great bill from either chamber. There's similar versions in each house, chamber, where for every new regulation, two have to go away.
Great.
There's 80,000 state bureaucrats that work for me, and many of those jobs are important, but those that go around with their clipboards and, you know, find a list of regulations to punish small businesses, that's done. They're going to be reminded they work for the people, not the other way around. And we saw during the shutdown some abuses from some of these departments. Yeah. And those folks might as well just retire if they were persecuting people's businesses and infringing on their constitutional rights. That's unacceptable to me. So rolling back regulation, expanding your energy sector, you know, creating an environment where law and order is in place. So on day one, we're going to be a law and order state. You know, right. I really didn't completely answer that. So how am I going to become a law and order state? First, we end, you know, the sanctuary de facto state that we are. Number two is making sure that we're working with the House and Senate, which is Republican, thank God. We need to keep it that way. Working with the House and Senate to fully fund our law enforcement, state police, ensuring they know that I have their backs, because right now they haven't had anyone. In fact, Governor Wolf in 2020, he had 55 visits during his office during the biggest crisis in our lifetime. He never came to work. So I did 55 visits. You know, where is Wolf? My live stream.
I remember. It's crazy.
And it was fun for the first 10 times. After that, it's like, dude, get to work. The people are suffering. And he finally showed up on the 4th of June, 2020 at a Blue Lives Matter rally with a BLM rally with a Blue Lives Murder sign behind his bald head and with two Pennsylvania State Police protecting him. I'm like, dude, that's the hypocrisy that, you know, they're against guns except when it protects them. It's
right.
Typical left wing. So I'll have the backs of law enforcement. I'll get authorization from the House and Senate to search special prosecutors in the Philly and elsewhere to deal with the criminals, to be able to circumvent this corruption we're seeing in the cities where they're soft on crime. Josh Shapiro is soft on crime. He's a weakling. Let me back it up. That's a statement, not only a fact. On his watch, crime has gone up 37%. Are you kidding me? Murders, I mentioned before, 277 when he came in as attorney general in 2016 in Philly. Now we're pushing 600 this year. The guy's a complete disaster. We cannot have him. Failure is not an option. That's why, Mel, we're looking at all these polls. Now we're looking at polls that you know have credibility. These stupid things that poll 400 random people here, that's not serious. That's the same group that said I was going to lose the primary by 20 points. I won by 22 points. We had Trafalgar 4 weeks ago had me 4 points behind. Emerson 2 weeks ago had me 3 points behind. Trafalgar last week or so, 2 points behind. And Richard Barris about 10 days ago had me tied. I mean, it's a neck and neck race. Yeah. Sadly, Mel, the Democrats see how important this race is. And they poured $30 million into Josh Shapiro. And where are the Republicans?
Yeah.
I'm fighting tooth and nail, but we need some help here. So
but this is something that I didn't know until I started like touring over the last few years with the different candidates is A, it's so expensive to run for office that barely anyone can do it. That's new. That's not already in the swamp or isn't already having lobbyists throw money at them or PACs, you know, the whole thing. But even bigger is the machine on the other side isn't local. It's not in Pennsylvania. Yeah. It is national. It's the same people that were involved in 2020. And they're billionaires. Honestly, a lot of them are trillionaires because like the, on the Soros level, you don't know what they have because they're very good at putting it wherever you can. You can't see it. And then somebody like you comes in that's fighting a fair fight against people that aren't fighting a fair fight. And I really think when you get into office, you also have to look at the outside money coming into these races. It's appalling. First of all, lobbying is to me, you know, legalized blackmail bribery of some sort. And then on top of that, these billionaires and trillionaires, they don't care about the people of Pennsylvania or any of our states. They care about making money and keeping the agenda to destroy America from within going because the globalist agenda benefits them. So what are your plans on that level of, you know, getting some of the swamp creatures out of your state? Because if some states just say, no, we're not doing this in our state, you know, it might follow because they're manipulating the entire country, and we the people are the ones that are suffering, and they don't care.
Yeah, and it's tough, and I've been on the receiving end. In the primary, I was outspent 16-1, and yet we won, you know, overwhelmingly. I believe we're going to have a great victory, but we do need people's help. You know, election reform obviously has to come out of the House and Senate.
Yeah.
Let me answer your question, though, directly. Just asking questions about 2020 does not make anybody an election denier. That is so much left-wing, oppressive, Orwellian newspeak, because they asked even harder questions in 2016, including this lie called Russia collusion.
I know.
I get to appoint, unlike most governors, I get to appoint the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania. Not elected, appointed. We saw how Wolf's Secretary of State states, because he's gone through many, you know, have corrupted our elections, violated election law, stepped upon our state constitution. Under Mastriano, we're going to have a strong Secretary of State who knows voting integrity and who's going to restore confidence in the election. We made a little bit of headway this year in some election integrity. Sadly, Governor Wolf vetoed some good bills, including my Poll Watcher Protection Act. He vetoed it the day it was going to become law. But we did end Zuckbucks, so no outside money is no longer allowed in Pennsylvania, which is great because that undermined our election in 2020 significantly.
Right.
But we can't get it right in Pennsylvania until we have Doug Mastriano as governor and leading the charge on election integrity. I did the Gettysburg hearing and been trying to get an audit and tried to issue subpoenas last year. We're going to get it done. Yeah. This is, and for the Democrats with the little bullet talking points and the little clowns in the media that amplified that ridiculous nonsense. You know, I served in Afghanistan. I served in Iraq. And, in some situations, it came close that I might not have walked away. Right. This is no game for me. And when I see better elections in Afghanistan when we were there in the early 2000s than in Pennsylvania, that needs to end. We need to have elections where you know your vote counts.
Right. I mean, that's the biggest problem. And no, this is nonsense. The election denier, you can't question the election. Hillary Clinton's still questioning 2016, mind you. And a lot of these guys that are saying that, like Raskin and others, they didn't want to even certify Trump. So, and go back to the beginning, like what we forget about Bush Gore. So suddenly because, the only reason that they're saying this about 2020 is because it's true. And so if you say it, then, you're a conspiracy theorist or you're pushing the big lie. It's like you don't censor and shut up people if they're telling if you're telling the truth. You say, you can look at the facts, but we haven't been able to look at the facts because the facts will only prove what Molly Ball wrote in a Times Magazine article right after the election, bragging about what they did
yes.
in 2020. So thank it's like cognitive dissonance. But I honestly think because of the last 2.5 years, watching how much this should never be that you go from one regime to another and everything changes and turns upside down in a matter of 2 years through executive order. Now, I have a question for you about these executive orders. So Biden's put in what, 75 executive orders. I don't believe that's how the United States is supposed to be working. It totally circumvents not just the three branches of government that are supposed to be watching each other, but it makes we the people irrelevant, these executive orders. What do you make of how they're of what they're doing in D.C.? Just totally, it appears that they do not, at least in the vassal state known as D.C., care about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. These are not something they think about.
Especially since Sleepy Joe, about 2 years ago, promised he would not rule by fiat, by executive order. It's like, dude, but you know, he can't even remember, you know, what he did 10 minutes ago, or what he said to, you know, that Schumer right. shook his hands and he's still waiting to get his hand shook, you know, 30 seconds later. That we have a guy that it takes the Easter Bunny to protect him from the people with paws in the air.
Like, I know, it's so bad. You know, as a as an Army, you know, you were in the Army for 30 years, you know, and you were all over the world. You weren't just like, you know, behind the scenes. You were on the front lines. And I'm wondering what you think. I like to ask really vets this. It must be hard fighting overseas and watching Joe Biden and having that be your commander in chief. And you're in, you know, my brother-in-law is going back to Kuwait soon, or you're in Germany, or you're in, you know, God forbid, you know, you're in Ukraine, wherever you are in your military. And you know in your heart, not only is Joe Biden not running the country, but he's not functioning like something's wrong with him. And yet you're overseas on the battlefield. That must be very hard.
Yeah, so I can only imagine, especially on top of knowing we have a president with severe cognitive disabilities.
Right.
And that signals weakness to Putin and to China, which makes it more dangerous for us and more likely we're going to go to war because of underestimation by the Chinese or Russians. And then on top of all that, you pile in the wokeness being taught now, you know, the proper pronouns to use and proper phrases that so you don't offend people. Are you kidding me? You know, the military is there basically to kill bad guys and to break things. What else are we there for? Yeah, we have peacekeeping missions, but we're always prepared to go to war, to fight for our country, to fight and win our nation's wars. And I don't know how any of this woke crap is making us better.
Yeah, well, the truth is, aren't you supposed to be a band of brothers? How is the whole cohesive thing on the battlefield working when you're sitting there deciding what group you belong to and how oppressed you are by who? And they're doing it on purpose. I'm watching it here. You know, it's already gotten into the military academies. You have a couple degrees from those academies. What does it have to do with anything? And, you know, Millie and Austin, they're at the top of the spear on the wokeness in the military. It's really terrifying to think that they've also purged a lot of so-called Christian nationalists and, you know, going through the military, going through people's Facebook pages and seeing like if they have a don't tread on me flag, then they might be a problem for the military. And I'm like, no, that's the guys we want. And it's like they're weakening our military at the same time that they're starting unnecessary conflicts all over the world. People are looking at Ukraine. I'm saying they're in five different arenas right now, you know, ready to whatever comes next. And it seems like we're being led by people that they have a globalist tint. They don't care that much about protecting America, obviously. So, I mean, it's really getting to a place where our military is in a lot of danger. I believe that they can't do their recruitment levels, and they're using this diversity, equity, inclusion like lens before you can't even right now here get into the military or be a cop if you fail some kind of anti-racist questionnaire. I mean, how can this be possible? Didn't the Civil Rights Act say that that's not allowed?
You would think. And we also had something called HIPAA, you know,
right.
Your medical
remember
privacy.
That?
During COVID, and then suddenly you have that, a passport, show me your papers.
Right.
I mean, it's selective application of the law. We see how one side gets away with Hillary Clinton deleting 30,000 emails, having top secret documents on a private server at her house. I had a top secret clearance for 30 years in the Army. That would be possible imprisonment for
yeah.
average people like us. But for her, you know, Donald Trump, as the president of the United States, he has the sole authority to declassify any and all documents or methods or means and what have you. And that they would have a pretense and anyone to take that seriously would happen to Mar-a-Lago. Are you kidding me? He was the president. He just issues an order. I'm declassifying these documents and they're going into my library. All right. So I want to see a raid like that at the Clinton Foundation. I want to see a raid
too.
Like that with the Obamas. Okay. But we don't, you know, we see Agent Tebow and the FBI, you know, suppress the Hunter laptop fact.
I know.
And of course, you know, he's disgraced now, but that's 2 years too late. And
right.
so it's like this unequal application of law at the Supreme Court in D.C. It says equal justice before the law. Where is that?
Yeah, and the problem is that it's the problem bigger than that is that the people, we the people who are supposed to be the government, you know, it's by the people for the people, but they forget this, don't trust them anymore. When the electorate, by and large, because, you know, they pretend, I think that they use the media and Hollywood and you know, all their PR firms and stuff to manipulate so that people think the majority are these woke, progressive, communist, socialist types. I don't believe that's true at all. And I think the majority of Americans love God and country and our borders, language and culture and are watching this. And it's a sad day when people are scared or believe, including myself, that the FBI is looking at us, because I just saw, which you know a lot about, I'm sure, the Patriot Act, which I personally think is unconstitutional in a lot of ways. The Patriot Act has been extended by Joe Biden yet again till 2023. And even in the language where he extended it, he says that it's because there's domestic terrorism inside America, which he means us. And that this is what's going on, because there's mass surveillance going on. Everyone knows it. People aren't really putting it together, but it's got to stop. This is not okay in America. And I wonder your thoughts on what appears that they're all turning on us. It's not just the politicians anymore that are getting their doors knocked down or subpoenaed here and there. It's your average American citizen all over the country at any moment feels like they could have a knock at the door.
Even a guy who owns a pillow factory, you know, being harassed and having his phone ripped out of his hands there.
Right.
I've never thought I'd see the day where we see the Department of Justice and some of our law enforcement agencies being corrupted and politicized and weaponized against political adversaries. That's a big problem. On the other side here, Mel, I completely agree with you. The majority of people in Pennsylvania and around the nation here share our beliefs.
Right.
And just because you have a strong opinion on something does not make you domestic terrorist. That's extreme, what's going on. They're trying to shut us up. Democrats last year, and this is all a fact, and you can go to Salon and Politico and confirm this, and they're no friends of mine.
Well, if you could go to their side and confirm it, it's probably
yes.
True.
So last year, a year and a half ago, the Democrat National Committee and the Democrat Legislative Campaign Committee blacklisted 21 state Republicans. I was number one on their hit list.
Oh, wow. You win.
They colluded. And I wondered why it was the Washington, you know, Post and the New York Times and, you know, L.A., Los Angeles Times and, you know, CNN. They all had the same talking points about me. And they did a poll last November. They hoped to hit me so hard that I'd resign. And they did a poll in November, and they're like, crap, his negatives are low, and we made him more popular in Pennsylvania. We need to rethink our strategy. But they have no other strategy.
Yeah.
But when we did the petition drive to get me on the ballot, you need 2,000 signatures. And most people that are in politics have to pay money to do this. We didn't pay a cent. We collected a record, Republican record, of 29,000 signatures to get me on the ballot. Many of them were Democrats and independents who switched parties to vote for me. We're seeing an influx of Democrats fleeing their party because their party left them behind to back Doug Mastriano for governor. I know the forces of the media, you know, are arrayed together with their boy Josh Shapiro because he's a quintessential politician. But I'm convinced we're going to win, but we need help. So I'm asking people to go to dougforgov.com and sign up to volunteer and or donate if you can, because, politics is a team sport. And we sure do need your help.
Yeah. And speaking of teams, it appears that you and your wife are a really good team and that she also is really going to get out there and get involved as well, which we need. We need both sides. We need all of that diplomacy that you guys bring to the table, plus your experience. We need we really need a lot more military veterans in our government, I think. And I hope that becomes a bigger trend because, you know how to deal with a situation strategically, let it boil up into like ugliness and violence and really just work with the facts and focus. So I am so excited. I know you're going to be the governor of Pennsylvania. I believe that you are coming to an event that we're doing with General Flynn in Pennsylvania at the end of the month. And I look forward to that. And we are very, very, very lucky to have you on the front lines. I think if you are the number one enemy of them, then you win in my heart already. bless you. And I look forward. I know you're going to be a leader. And we need is a few really good governors out there that work together. Yes. And this country can turn around fast. So thank you so much for being here, sir. Again, where should people go to support you? And again, to my audience, supporting him is not about Pennsylvania. It's about putting good leaders all over this country that will have your back. So even if you're not in Pennsylvania or you have friends that are, please get them out there to support Mastriano for governor. And again, where can they go?
And you're right. This is just not about Pennsylvania. This is about the future of our country. Pennsylvania is where our nation was birthed in 1776. Right. And I do believe where Pennsylvania goes now, the nation will go. So go to DougForGov.com. That's DougForGov, G-O-V.com. Sign up, volunteer, donate, help us get across the line. 47 days ago, onward the victory.
Yes, sir. We will see you in office. I know that. Have a good one. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country. Because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full, life out there. Please check out Mel K Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel K Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.